Okay, so we're continuing in the Chafetz Chaim, in the Essen, and now in Gimel. You shall judge, you know, your fellow favorably. You see a friend who's doing some type of action. Right? You have the ability, the opportunity to look at it through and which particular lens. You can look at it through a negative lens, you can look through a positive lens. The Torah says, Tishbait Amizach, you should look at them favorably. I feel who ish benani, if it's someone who's kind of in the middle, is not necessarily, you know, it's kind of mediocre, is a little bit of hidden, a little bit of hair. We're required to look at that person through the positive lens. And if it's middle point, always letzad tzchus. If it's a tzaddik, for sure, it's not even a question. If it's a rasha, you never give them, right? This, I think we learned that, we spoke about this before. And you're not that person that tzchus. You receive and you take and you believe the report that was said about them. You've transgressed this prohibition and this mitzvah of looking at people favorably. Again, that, by the way.
Can I ask you a
question? Sure, go ahead.
So why would, even though he's a rasha or whatever,
yes,
would you go the opposite way completely?
Yes, yes.
The opposite way.
Like, if someone is wicked, you do not give them the benefit of the doubt, because they have an essence. Meaning, it's hard to say, because
they have a history.
We like to feel that, you know, people are, you know, listen, people are generally good, people are generally favorable, people having good intentions, made a mistake. Someone who's a Russia, we have to understand what a Russia is, but we're not going to go into it now, but someone who's a Russia, they've already defined who they are. I mean, their actions define who they are. They've told you who they are. You know, to quote, you know, by their fruits you shall know. You're laughing. Right? Because nobody else will appreciate that. But, so obviously, a broken clock is, right, twice a day.
Right.
The idea is that, by definition, the person that has placed themselves in a particular place, they've shown the world who they are. Now we don't have to bend ourselves backwards to interpret something which is clearly, which is, again, seems to be very suspect. And now all of a sudden, you know, oh no, he meant this, he meant that. No. Like, for example, a guy's driving on Shabbos, and you see he's driving on Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know him that well, you don't know that he's a bad person. He's just a general. You say, oh, he probably is in some medical emergency. His wife, you know, needs in labor, whatever it would be. Okay, that's positive. You're bending and you're twisting yourself in a certain way to interpret the situation. But here's a Russian. Why would you interpret that? Why would you give him any sense? He's someone who speaks lashon hara about people. He's someone who cheats in business. Someone who treats people absolutely terrible. And you're gonna say, well, he really means it. No, he's shown you who he is. That you have, through speaking lashon hara about this person and gossiping about this person, you've now lowered and degraded that person's ability to make a parnasa. You've ruined their reputation. Let's say, for example, you put out reports that this person, he's an untrustworthy individual. You cannot do business deal. You cannot do business with him. He's somebody who is a low quality craftsman. He doesn't know what he's doing. You've now transgressed another prohibition of ger v'soishu v'chayim imah, that you shall allow him to live and to generate a parnasa. Now, what does that mean? It means you can't tell anybody, let's say, somebody's quality of work. No, it means that you cannot say it as a report. You can't say, like, he is a bad craftsman. He doesn't know what he's doing. He has no clue. He can't fix an air conditioner to get out, you know, to save his life.
Mm-hmm.
But you could say, I had an uncomfortable dealing with him. From my perspective, or from my situation, my particular unique situation. You're allowed to report it, because obviously you want to help somebody else not to lose money. So you're allowed to. If anything, you're mechuyev to. You're required to tell other people if somebody did a bad job for you. But you cannot state it, number one, as a fact of saying he's not good. You can say, I didn't have the best interaction with him. Maybe it's worthwhile to maybe find out. Maybe it was a one-off. Maybe he didn't know what he was doing. Maybe he was just fresh. You have to contextualize it all, the entire thing around it, because we don't want to just jump to run to an assumption that he's a total, because why? You've basically taken away his ability to support his family. That your brother shall live with you. That we are commanded through this. We're required to support our fellow Jew and to provide loans for him and to take care of him. Allah says, you know, I should just do something in partnership with him. Allah to give or to figure out how to get him a job. He won't become, God forbid, someone who is, needs charity, who needs welfare. That through that, God forbid, that he should not come to a place where he is incapable of having any and generating any source of personal parnasa itself. This is one of the biggest, beautiful, most beautiful things about Klal Yisrael. You know, one of my kids said, because when we drive back from the school sometimes, and that on the corner, let's say you're turning off of John Parker or John Young, whatever it is, and going on to Sand Lake. On that corner over there, there's always like beggars. There's people sitting under the bridge asking for food, for money. And my kid said, how come I've never seen anybody Jewish? How come I've never seen anybody Jewish there? I said, this is the most beautiful part about Klal Yisrael. There's no homeless. There's no Jewish homeless. I can't figure it out. I don't know any specifically famous, known, like Orthodox homeless shelters. I'm not familiar. There are. By the way, there are, but we don't know about them because they're just very under the cover. But it is because, Baruch Hashem, we take care of each other. Because we worry about each other. Because there's an organization for something out there. You figure out the problem, there's already an organization, or there's probably someone right now working on that. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So we have to appreciate what we have, and definitely not chas v'shalom to get to a place where we're creating and causing it where people can't get a parnasa.